Welcome to Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Precision and NVIDIA, where innovation meets real-world impact in high-performance computing.
This is Logan, Reshaping Workflows, live from GTC 2026. I'm here with Hiro and Max, both with NVIDIA, talking about building and how to build the next generation of LLMs. So let's start with you, Max, first. Tell me a little bit about you, what you do at NVIDIA.
I'm currently working at the AI platform software team. We support the training and inference frameworks to gain a better performance and accuracy on NVIDIA platform. And previously, I've worked on the chip design at NVIDIA.
Amazing. Thank you very much. Hiro, for you, what do you do at NVIDIA?
I'm a solution architect. I'm helping customer solving their problems. Whatever problem the customer bring, we got to solve.
I love it. NVIDIA is always solving problems. The only problem you're not solving is the lack of hotel rooms inside San Jose, unfortunately. That's just a joke. Neither here nor there. So you guys are running the demo. Tell me a little bit about what you're showing. We'll start with you, Max.
Yeah. Let's show NVIDIA's latest Blackwell GPU. If I have a NVIP4 format supported, let's show the demo to train with an NVIP4 on JAX framework. So the NVIP4, we get a better, higher throughput. And also the beauty is we do not lose the accuracy. We gain 27 to 40% gain on the performance using an NVIP4 comparing to IP8. And also we save the memory by using the lower precision. And the energy overall over the years, we save 50 comparing to Hopper generation and 210,000 times comparing to just Kepler, which is 12 years ago. And the amazing thing is we got these benefits of performance, memory, and energy savings. We still reserve the accuracy. And you see across the benchmark of code math and the multi-language. So then let's see how NVIP4 works. So for the 4-bit format, we only have the 4 bits represent the sine, exponent, and the mantissa. And it's very easy to get prone to some bias by using this limited amount of bits to represent the number. We introduce some key techniques to compensate the training with the NVIP4. So the 4 key techniques used for NVIP4 pre-training is the stochastic rounding, the random Hadamard transform, and the two-level scaling. And also for the last few layers, which is accuracy sensitive, we still use the higher precision. That helps to recover the accuracy by using that. And through this demo, we are showing the training with JAX, which is a very popular framework. And some frontier labs like xAI and Google Gemini use this to train their models. You can imagine you have a Python code. These two, the compiler of xAI, will help you to translate the code to the low-level code to help you optimize it. Although the techniques look comprehensive, but the usage is very easy. We publish this recipe on the JAX toolbox. You can access it publicly online. And to use the different the quantization recipe, you can just change a single argument, which is a quantization. It will call the transformer engine and to help you to get the performance gain. So then let's show the demo, the chart. We collected data on a GB300 nodes. And compare the NVIP4 and IP8, we see amortized, they have a 20% gain. And also the loss that are overlapped, which proves that the NVIP4 still keeps the resolution without losing it. And the interesting part is that when you go to this part, it's the flat. Why is flat? Because I reserve a certain amount of time for the machine. The IP8 couldn't complete it with that time, but NVIP4 could complete it. That comes from each step. The NVIP4 is 0.6 second, and the IP8 is 0.7%. Accumulates to 10K step that introduce this difference. So overall, we're trying to, when you have a Blackwell machine, you can try this NVIP4 for your pre-training.
That's amazing. So, I think we've learned at GTC, we launched the Dell Pro Max with GB300, right? And we've seen, frontier models being trained at full precision. So the last question for you, Hiro, is understand that there's a lot of advantages with, the NVIDIA FP4 version. but in plain like English, what are the two advantages for customers, you know, either running inference or running training at FP4 versus like an FP16 or an FP32?
So the advantage is that you use a much less resource, but without losing the accuracy. So we use like two-level scaling to maintain the accuracy as much as possible compared to the standard FP4.
I love that. So really appreciate the time, Max Hero. I really appreciate you taking the time. Key takeaway, FP16 is yesterday's news, unfortunately. If you haven't checked it out, NVIDIA FP4 runs on the Dell Pro Max with GB10 or Spark or the GB300 are also the data center products. And this is Logan. We'll see you on the next one.
This podcast was produced in partnership with Amaze Media Lab.